being a British Filipino can be long sometimes. So let's get into this week's Chismis.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of 2-2 Chismis. It's your girl JT.
It's your girl Giselle.
And Gian Lorraine.
Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday, guys.
It's been a long time, you know.
I know, we're all cheesing. You guys, watch the YouTube video, you can see all our teeth and gums.
Their smiles and that.
I know, man. So excited to be back in the studio.
It's nice to be back with
How
Chris.
Is everyone?
Yeah, calm.
Just calm.
Good day. I had a good day today.
Good.
Yeah, did a good gym sesh, work, revision.
Gian's bum is looking plump.
Delicious.
Someone lick it for me.
Sarap.
Someone hello for me.
The hello. Any volunteers?
Bring your CVs.
Yuck. Even Giselle's bum is looking delicious. Mm. We love it.
Delicious.
You know what we love? When girls work on themselves. You know why? You know why?
We all know why.
You know why? You know when a girl like starts a new chapter in their life?
That glow up is like accelerated.
Literally.
Honestly.
Accelerated.
Speaking of anyway, new chapters. Uh-huh. We want to kind of explore, talk about, and maybe give some advice on breakup.
Yeah.
Wow.
Relationships.
Wow. All the ships.
We've actually got a few like DMs and people asking us doing relationships and stuff. Yeah. You guys want to know?
You want to know?
All right, listen.
I mean, we're not really experts, but
yeah,
from our own experiences.
Yeah. Today we're going to talk about after breakups.
Yeah.
After breakups and growth.
Yes, it's all about the growth, personal growth.
Yeah.
The glow-ups.
How do we start? I'm feeling so shy.
I know, I'm feeling a bit shy.
Well, I feel like most people probably have been through their first, like, major heartbreak in and around your kind of 20s. And any age, like, it can happen at any age, really. It's if it was significant to you, then that's all that matters and that's all that counts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, just... First breakups are very hard. They're very roller coaster.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I remember my first breakup. You know them secondary school ones? They are. They still count though, because it actually makes you feel like shit.
Yeah. And if it meant something to you at the time, then.
Yeah, for sure. You know them ones like you feel like you're supposed to be forever. And then it's just like
And then it's not.
And then it's not. And it's like raw. Raw, but it's character building.
It's definitely character building. I remember mine as well. I was destroyed. Jen literally collected the tears.
I have to call it.
Literally, like, I remember I was so destroyed. And you know when you just don't know what to do with yourself? Like, the first one's always the hardest as well.
Yeah.
Because you just, it's the first time you're feeling like such huge, intense emotions.
That's true, you know.
It's intense.
You don't really go through that unless you go through a heartbreak. That's
literally
true.
Like, no one really prepares you for that. Not really.
No, that's so true.
Not really.
So you just have to learn through it.
Yeah.
That's true.
My first breakup, I think, that's kind of where I found the gym, actually.
Yeah. She said PBs.
Literally.
Jeez. The P of the Bs.
Literally. I was in like a... I was just rotting, basically. I was just in a hole.
Marinating.
Literally marinating. And yeah, you know, you always get to that point where it's like, okay, no, something's got to change now. Mm. So let me change my situation. Mm. And yeah, I remember I went to the gym. I went to the same one as you, Jen, the one in East Ham. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I remember going and I was just like, okay, this is new, but it's cool. And then, yeah, like, I found my feet there, really. Like, I made some friends with, like, the staff and whatever. And I was just learning more. Because I used to go gym, but very unseriously. Very, you know, when you, like, run, I ran to Newham Leisure Centre after school.
Yeah.
Very unserious. Yeah. And then, yeah, like that. Yeah, I just started enjoying it deeply. And I've Not never that. Left the gym. Gym? I've never left the gym since. That was me.
I'm on that stage now where Jizz is. Like, I've been to the gym in the last few weeks where I really banged it out every single session, 2-hour session, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Every session. And what makes me go is like, oh, I actually don't want to think about this, or I actually don't want to, I'm tired of myself. Mm-hmm. And when you're in the gym, you always want to push yourself to see how far you can go, and you're not thinking about anything else.
Tunnel but vision.
Yourself.
Mm. Literally.
And then when you see the gains, it's like, I see ass, I see small belly. Like,
small waist.
So it just makes, it's like a win-win.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, so. Gym's definitely like my place to just clear my head, just get myself straight. Mm. It's just such a nice environment. Like, it's just vibes, man.
Vibes, man.
Even straight vibes.
Like, by yourself as well, it's just... I'm there dancing with the AirPod in my ear, like, hey.
Yes, dancing to yourself. Yeah. Same.
That is me. But one thing you mentioned, like, after, you said after your breakup, you just don't know what to do with yourself. That was me. Because I was in a relationship for a very, very many years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very many.
Very many, like, years since sixth form. So you guys can calculate the years.
Do the math. Do calculation.
Literally, so we were together for so long, and I didn't know what my life was like without him, which is mad. Mm-hmm. And it was time to actually learn. Mm-hmm. The first thing I realized, was like, how is it that I am going to bed and not telling someone about my day?
The eye is closed, by the way.
How I really feel, I still feel that today. Like, I can't believe single people go to their room and just sleep and tell no one about their day.
I get you, because it's like someone needs to know what I did.
Exactly.
All the things I got up to today.
And we're doing bits out here, and literally, it's so nice to be like, oh my gosh, like, I did this today, and I'm there like, I'm telling myself that I'm going to be doing this today, and I did this today, and it's just like.
And I was going to say as well, it doesn't mean to say like you can't tell your friends, but it's different coming that person as well. Like, obviously, we can tell our friends, but it's just not the same.
It's not the same. Like, they already know.
Yeah,
already,
as well. They see it. These times you already know what I'm doing anyway. So
these times I'm actually with you.
It's so true as well.
No, but it's true. Like you said, with girls, like, I think that's what helped me as well with breakups, because I think I've mentioned to you guys this before, like, being in a relationship, you always kind of want to be with them. I didn't really hang out with you guys too much. I didn't really hang out with my friends too mm-hmm. much. Not saying that it was a toxic relationship where it's like, I just want to, like, we're just together forever. But I enjoyed that at the time, and I didn't think to chill with the girls more so. But now, like... all the TikTok places, we're all going there.
So true, taking it off the list.
Just having them all the time, doing stuff, speaking it out as well, just like right now in the podcast. Like, if I didn't have the girls, how am I going to tell it to myself? Mm. Like, do you know what I mean? You'll just marinate and circle. Because everyone can relate to a breakup. Everyone can relate to feeling like shit. And they're there for you, so definitely... reach out to your friends, tell them how you're feeling, because we will be there to collect you.
And lift you back up.
Isn't it?
At the end of the day, it's all about, like, breaking that routine. Because obviously, ultimately, having a boyfriend or girlfriend is just having a routine. Like, waking up, saying good morning, babe. Then going about your day, saying what you're doing, all of this. Yeah. Saying good night, babe. And doing the same thing over and over again all day. And then once that's taken away from you... It's like, what do I do? But it's about, like, making a new routine for yourself, you know?
That word routine is key. It's so true.
Honestly,
true. Because as well, like, your day-to-day just becomes, like, clockwork. Like, you know each other's schedules. Mm. You know, okay, I'm seeing them on this day, or we're going here on this day. We're going to get dressed here and do this. And, I want to watch this. Let's go. And
it's really like,
you know, like, the spontaneity as well.
The spontaneity thing. Because sometimes your friends are, like, busy, but you can force your man to come with you somewhere, you know.
Put
what
trouser
I mean?
On.
You can really just drop the, babe.
Please, can we get...
I'm craving this today.
My period is coming on soon. Yeah, but now you tell that to yourself. and your girls.
No, tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
And we can all go, you know?
Yeah. It's true, though.
No, that routine thing. Ooh, when you said routine, I thought, you know, Friday nights are usually...
That was yours.
Friday nights was
Friday nights.
Yeah, Friday nights was usually, like, we would see each other. And when we broke up, I would actually just lie there in bed thinking, what the fuck do I usually do on a Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
And you actually have to, like, replace it with something.
Yeah, it's so true.
Just have to replace it.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Now I just do skincare and stuff.
We love it. We love it. But nails, but one thing face mask.
Yeah, literally that, man.
It's true. You
literally
actually have that. To just replace the feelings and the memories with other things.
Yeah, because you just give, like, love to them. Exactly. And you have to now give love to you.
Exactly. And, like, the people that are still around you.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Gems.
Good one. It's yeah. True.
It's so true. What have you lot been like, yeah? Because I know who I am. With, like... You know, social media and preying and looking and searching and finding things that you shouldn't be finding.
I just find it funny.
It's banter.
It's just banter, isn't it?
It is. You just want to be curious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hella curious.
Like, you want to think, oh, are you having more fun than me?
No, that can't run, bro.
Me.
Trust me. No, it's actually that, you know. It's actually that. If you're having fun, I must have fun 10 times.
10 times more.
If you look nice, I must look nice.
Honestly.
Even.
Honestly.
If you go out with two friends, I must go out with four.
One up always.
One up always.
Even 100 up.
Up. That is so funny. And like, the thing is, like, we didn't even break up on bad terms.
Mm.
So it's even harder to really yourself.
Yeah,
because
you don't hate them.
Yeah, you have to.
It's really the old.
Real will power.
Yeah. But I think. With girls, it's a lot different to guys.
It is.
Because we really feel it from the very beginning. As soon as you say, yeah, I don't want to be with you no more. From that moment on, your whole world has crashed. But boys, yeah, I feel like they throw it to the back of their head and they're like, yeah, I want to do the most. I want to go see girls. I'm single. Yeah, let's do it.
And then when they sit down.
When they sit down and think.
Oh, I think about it now.
And they always come running back.
Oh, man, them always come back.
Do you know what? In one way, shape, or form, I do believe that they do.
They do.
They do.
Even many a years, yeah?
They do.
Again.
Trust me, every single one of them, one of you, come.
One of you. No, they try. They honestly try and weasel. You see the request on Insta DMs. Pardon?
Or they will just react to your story.
The quick reacts.
Don't kill me. There's the hot tea guy.
Again. Two times.
That is so
but it's actually
funny.
A bit important to actually kind of try and block it out.
I know.
It really does.
Yeah, it's true.
Do something to your brain and your heart and your whole being.
Mm.
Yeah, no. Mm. Especially when you find something you shouldn't have found. Mm. Or like, yeah.
You know when your eye twitches, yeah? I'm joking. Nah, it's so true. And I think I texted you this. Like the last week where I was like, love yourself enough to.
Yes.
..... And you can fill that in with anything. Like, the first thing that I thought of when I did that was, oh, gee, like, love yourself enough to get out of bed and wash your face before you sleep. It's really the little things. Because when you feel, like, feelings of depression, you don't want to look after yourself.
Yeah.
You do not want to look after yourself. And you have to really tell yourself, please, it's for you.
It's true. Because, yeah, that's what lacks first. But it's like, that's the one you have to take control of most. Because it's your own self, you know.
Your own self, you know. There's only one you.
Literally.
And you just have to big yourself up all day, every day. You're a bad bee.
Every day.
Everyone is a bad bee. The
baddest.
You always have to, don't lose your value just because you broke up with someone. Yeah. That doesn't mean you are less than.
Yeah, and don't even, this is quite hard, like, speaking for myself as well. Like, you know, sometimes when you need that, like, external validation, but it's like, no, you don't. Yeah. You proper don't need, like, a man or a girl to be telling you, oh, you're pretty or you look nice. Like, no, it comes from within. Like, if you think you look nice... Yes, big up you look nice.
100,000,000%.
It's so true. It really starts from within and it's so hard to, like, unlearn these things as well.
Yeah.
But it's all about It's a journey, it's a process.
It is a journey, and it is very, very hard. And like I said, like we said, your girls are there.
Mm-hmm.
Utilize them.
No, it's true.
It's so true. Wow.
It's really about healing, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, like, at the end of the day, you must have broken up for a reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to really think, like, obviously, it's hard to, what's it called, think that you're the problem or you're the fault. But if there's something that you think that you could have changed, just maybe work on it and see what you can bring to the table next time. Do you know what I mean? Like, toxic traits are always going to be there, but it's about, like, trying to fix them and trying to grow from them, innit?
It's so true.
Yeah, it's about being self-aware about yourself. True. And when you become self-aware, that's when you grow, because you're like, oh, okay, I know this about myself. Cool. I need to change.
Let me try this instead.
Exactly.
It's true.
Honestly, it's all about being the best version of you.
Literally.
All the time.
Do you know what? Even in or outside a relationship as well.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're 100%. If you're in one, like, you need to not forget about yourself and just placing... Because, I fall into that habit. I will just put my everything.
My whole body and soul.
Everything.
No, that's so true.
So even if you're in one, like, still be looking after yourself, you
don't
know?
Don't ever lose yourself. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So many times I've lost myself.
Ever lose yourself. Do you know what that reminds me of as well? Like, now that we're, like, in the dating game, the streets are cold. Yes, we know. Like, when I was speaking to that guy, I lost my whole self.
Mm-hmm.
My whole self. And when I look back at it, I'm just like, wow, man. Never again.
Never.
You know, when you really lose yourself, it's actually not good to see yourself like that. It's just like...
Yeah, it's true. And you're all gone with the winds and it's just all long. Like, no.
For sure.
Because you really think back and think, why the fuck did I do that?
All that time, energy.
Oh my gosh,
Nah, it's
all
so
the
true.
Time.
Yeah. Energy. It's so true.
But it's a learning curve, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
You have to go through the ups and the downs.
Mm. It's true, man.
It's very, very true.
You definitely learn lessons through everything and everyone. And
it's
everyone.
True, you know?
It's true. You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
My mom always tells me the same thing. She always goes like, don't put too much love into one person. Like, save some for yourself, because at the end of the day, like, who's gonna be there for you?
Save some for yourself.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
oh my gosh, it's so true.
She always tells me, like, save some love for yourself, like, because at the end of the day, if he was to leave tomorrow, who's gonna love you?
Exactly. It's actually
That's
true.
So true.
Save some for yourself.
Wow.
I like that. I really like that, actually.
Save little, just small, small piece.
Just a little bit.
Just a piece, a safe piece. Put it somewhere safe.
Yeah,
lock
it's
it up.
True, you know.
Don't let anyone touch it.
Yeah.
That's
so true. These Another piece of advice that Jen, you said recently, actually, I don't think it was, it was on the topic of relationships, but you know when you said, like, just embrace it? And, like, feel it. That is equally as important as well. Like, very, very important.
Mm.
It's true. Because these are the things that are going to shape you as a person. And, yes, it's shit. You don't like the feeling and it hurts. It fucking hurts.
Yep.
But, you do have to, like, embrace it and feel it. The same way when you're happy, you...
Feel all of it.
Yeah, like, you feel every single ounce of happiness. It's so it goes the same way as well. Like, it's not pleasant, but...
Because that's how you create... toxicity. If you don't, like, heal from things properly, like, I find that when boys don't heal from breakups, they just carry on the same routines, breaking girls' hearts, moving on to the next. Like, if you're constantly, like, not healing from things, you're just gonna be toxic.
It's actually true.
No, it's so true. I can see that. I can see it. You know, like, when he did me dirty, not my ex, the dating one, I was like, rah, nah, I actually want to do a madness now and break everyone's heart. So, and I was like, nah, obviously let me not do that. But Jen, wow, it's so true, man. It's so true.
Heal
Please. All true. The way. Heal.
It's true. And it's the worst when, you know, when you bring the baggage from before to the new thing and then the next thing, like, no, it's not fair as well.
It's not.
It's so true.
It's not
actually.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've definitely done that before in the past. But I've learned now.
Yeah.
You can't always be bringing up these past things and things that... You know when things aren't even there? And then you're creating it.
Yeah.
And then you make a whole other problem. Yeah, I sometimes...
I'm smiling so much because that is actually me.
Yeah. Honestly, bad habit, man. Honestly, same. But no, it's all about learning, growing.
Yeah.
Just personal growth, you know?
And know that, like, everyone goes through it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are never alone, like.
Yeah. And especially everyone. The other person. Like, you know, sometimes you can think, nah, he's fine, he's calm, look at him. But nah, the reality of it is that the other person is somewhat feeling something upset. Similar. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, similar to you, if not worse, better, like. They are feeling it as well, because I know it can be easy to, you know, when you break up, like, a lot of insecurities come out, I feel like, anyway, and you start to think, oh, was I good enough? Was he talking to her all along? And blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And those things are just not healthy as well. Mm. Like, you really have to catch yourself and cut it out. Cut it out.
Strong mindset, guys. Exercise the mindset.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Exercise the mindset.
Because like I told you guys before, like, you don't want to break your heart twice.
As well.
Like, you've broken your heart already. But then you're sitting at home overthinking about this, that, and the other. Going you're breaking your heart again.
Nah, you know what? It's
three times.
Three
times.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Jen, I definitely feel that one, man. You know when you just keep going back and then it's like back and forth, circle, and it's just like, wow, still here. I could have been better, but isn't look it? At me.
Not everyday circle. Someday Will square, innit?
Power for real. Willpower.
Selfish.
Definitely.
Like, just take all the measures you need to heal, because
do what you gotta do as well.
Even if you have to be a little bit selfish, it's calm.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what
it's
you
true.
Need. You need it.
And some days you do have to put yourself first, man. Like, you really have to. Not even some days. All the time, you actually should put yourself first.
No, 100%.
Yeah, like, don't forget that as well.
Always selfish. Like, it's only you now, doll. That's what I tell myself. It's only you, babe.
Just you, you, and you.
It's you. It's you. And, like, sometimes I feel like I don't reach out to you guys because I'm like, oh, they're too busy, la, 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 la. And then I'm like, okay, right, I actually have myself.
Yeah.
So let me do it for myself.
Yeah, like, deal with it first.
Yeah.
Like, for yourself, with yourself. And then, like, yeah, no, it's so true. Yeah. Like, the self.
Yeah, really talk to him. Come on, G! I'm rooting for
in
you!
In it!
But also, don't hide yourself away either.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course.
Like,
yeah.
If you need support from your friends, go to them.
Please.
They will help you.
Yeah. It's so true. They're your friends.
Don't internalise things. It's not good.
Yeah,
not
that's
healthy.
When it's not good.
Yeah.
When you internalise. It's so true.
You're there just crying.
And crying and
I'd be so sad if I know you guys cry. In it, nah, that's sad, man.
How could she say I'll be so sad if I know you guys cry?
If you guys cry, I also have to cry with you. I also need to cry with you.
Oh, too funny.
Not that far away from you,
with you.
Exactly, you know.
It's okay to cry, man. Boys, girls, dogs, it's okay.
Honestly,
everyone. Like I said, dogs.
Everyone, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
No, it's true.
You get tired of it anyway.
Oh, that's the one. When you get tired of yourself.
Come on.
That is really the one.
I remember with my ex, there was a time when I was just crying all day, every day. That's all I was doing. Mm. My mom just turned around and said to me, "Oh, you're not tired."
No, mom, I'm not.
Are you not tired from crying? That's when I really woke up. I was like, you know what? I am, you know.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this no more. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
That's when I woke up.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's
good.
And you need, you need that wake up call as well as well.
It's true. Sometimes I tell myself, is there actually a point in thinking about these?
Honestly, the brain powers that you're using.
Yeah, you have.
And then for what?
There's actually, is there really?
In it. It's true.
Is there really? That's why now I go gym. Whenever I think, oh, I miss him. No, I don't. I'm going gym.
No, I don't.
Your brain just, you know, like, plays with you.
You have a new boyfriend. His name is Jim.
Jim.
Hey, hello, Jim.
Like a bit of Jim.
I know, we see each other like every day now,
wait,
you know.
It's
every
daily. Day. You daily. See him every day,
2 hours a day.
Daily.
Treats me good.
He's seen you in all states as well.
Wait, you know what? Every piece of my body come and collect.
He's seen you sweaty. He's seen your batty.
Dancing.
He's seen your stomach.
Shake, bomb, bomb. My stomach, my fufa.
Yes.
Fufa.
See? Have
it's
a new boyfriend,
true,
bro.
You know?
It's so true. On this lighter note that we've created, what are some, like, you know, things, hobbies, activities, things that you lot have done or know that people have done to help or that you enjoy and whatever.
When I feel like I have no one to speak to, I pray and I journal and then I like read or gym. Those are the main ones.
Like your top five.
I remember when I... Oh, I nearly said his name! Oh, hey!
Beep! It would have been a beep thing.
When we first broke up, yeah, I felt like I had no one. So I would pray. Mm-hmm. And since then, I have prayed every single day since then. Yeah. Don't, I'm going to cry.
No, stop it. Don't look at me. Yeah. Stop it.
I'm going to look at the mic.
See you in the mic.
But yeah, literally every single day.
Oh.
Like, gratitude every day, innit?
Yeah.
That's what you have to force, like, your present. Mm. So you should be grateful for... What I tell myself, actually, is I'm so grateful for where I am today. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of myself of where I am today, because... Big ups me, big bum, bad B, smart, yes. Podcast, we dance, all of that. You know what I mean? You have to big up yourself all the way.
Mm. All the time. Oh, look, she's trying
yeah,
to
I'm trying
the way
to
up.
Put the water up and down the eyeball.
Blink, 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 it's okay, it's okay.
Don't look at me.
I just tosh you. I won't look at you. I tosh you.
Thank you for the toshing.
I know
it.
You like a tosh.
I like tosh.
You do love a tosh. For me, definitely gym. Definitely gym. I've recently started reading. Yeah, so like I'll do a bit of reading. What else have I done before in the past? Going for walks, I guess, is cute. Yeah. If the weather's nice.
Oh, yeah.
And I like food, so I'll just try a different place. Just eat, you know, eat my life away some days.
Yeah. It's always a treat yourself,
yeah,
too.
And definitely for me, like, on a self-care thing, like doing my nails.
Yes.
Face mask, yes. Making sure my hair's not dead at the end. And
yes to
that. Do you know what I mean? Like, little internet browsing, like, online shopping. Yes. Or, like, just learning new things. Yes. That's always a good thing as well. Mm. I remember I told you lot I'm going to start learning British Sign Language.
Yes.
That's something that I just want to do for myself.
Yes. That will impact the world as well.
Yeah, no, it's true. And what other stuff? I can't think. What about you?
Me? It's not really a hobby, but every time I'm going through a new chapter or something, I cut my hair or dye it.
You do,
or
actually.
Do something crazy.
Switch it up.
Like, yeah. I've done something really mad before. I shaved my head, shit like that. You know how I
love
stay.
That.
No, that's true. No?
Just to keep it fresh and just feel I'm getting rid of some bad negative stuff.
Doing up your room.
I was gonna say.
That's always a good change to make.
Just that helped me as well.
Switch up the environment. Yes. Just air out the different energies. Yeah. Yeah, doing up your room. Even paint. Oh, fuck it. Paint your room,
paint,
you know?
Fuck it.
If you want to paint it, paint it.
Yeah, trust me. Move furniture around.
Yes.
Decoration.
Little feng shui.
Literally, that is your, like, that's you are there one. All the time.
Yeah.
So it's your really space. Look after it your is. Space and yourself.
Honestly. Yeah. I think with my last, like, with my ex, I started the podcast with you guys.
Oh yeah, actually.
So that's another thing.
I dyed my hair blonde.
Yeah. Do something new, guys. Yeah, it's true. Try something new, something different.
Feel fresh.
The hair is a good one.
Dip your foot into something new.
Literally. Yeah, man. Try something you've never done before.
Something that you've always wanted to do as well.
Yeah.
Not that your relationship like held you back, but now you have so much time for yourself. Yeah. You might as well.
No, it's true.
And you'll find people in that thing that you want to do, like that hobby that you want to do. And they'll be like-minded people as well. And that's where you can gain new friends.
Yeah,
and then only up from there.
Yes.
Wow.
It's so true. I love that.
Yeah. Look at us smiling now.
Full circle.
Yeah, for real.
In the best way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Any one-liners? Oh, one-liners are hard when it comes to breakups. Listen, I got a list.
Last piece of advice.
Just keep your head up. You'll be fine. It will pass.
Mm.
From me, I think feel it however you need to feel it and then metaphorically let it go.
Yeah.
Like that one?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Mine is everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. Always have faith in yourself and be proud of where you are today. Like, big ups you. Always.
I love that. Mini list in a one-liner.
I love
it. Literally.
Love that. Love this podcast episode.
Yeah. Same. A little bit of a advice one.
Yeah.
Love it.
I know. Mm.
Anyways, guys, we hope you enjoyed this one.
Yes.
If you need to talk to us about anything you're going through, we're here. Our DMs are open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If there's any advice that you want to give us that maybe missed,
definitely still need that.
Yeah, honestly, any advice is welcome because
trust me,
these are just our free perspectives, and we'd love to be open to more. Like,
exactly,
you listen to us, but we'd love to listen to you too. Wow,
gosh, man, just tell us. Yeah. Can't always be us running mouth. I'm joking, but yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
Have a blessed week. And see you on the next episode.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've reached the end of another episode with your favourite chismosas. If you're eager to learn more about us and the culture, find us at 22chismis on all platforms.